quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle. Glad you're here. I want to read a review from a listener who says, I have read her books and now listening to her podcast, she has changed our family's life. Thank you for all that you do. No, thank you. Thank you for that. And for those of you who haven't read my book or want to, you can find it at unpunishedbook.com. It's a short read. It's a, you know, it's a memoir. Also, it's like what, you know, some of the things you can do to start your connected parenting practice, but it's also my experience. And it's just, you know, what most people say it's like, oh, I don't feel so alone. And I feel like I can do this now because Michelle did it. She went from being a crazy person, crazy parent, out of control, harsh parent, and she found a new way. And you can do it too, because you can. Okay. I really want to talk about this idea of gentle parenting. Gentle parenting is a ideology, I think, and it's something that gets thrown around a lot. And this isn't gentle parenting. This really isn't gentle parenting. And I don't think that it's gentle. I don't like to think of it as gentle parenting because I don't think that's the right word for it. It is connected parenting. It's I really follow the lens of connection from Patti Wetfler and Hand in Hand Parenting. And I take an extra spin on it on many things, but most of it is the same. But what I think is that it doesn't have to be gentle, right? It doesn't be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, you feel bad. Here, let me fix it for you. Oh, here, you don't want to clean your room. Oh, let me clean it up for you. Oh, you got a bad grade on your test. Let me talk to your teacher. That's not what it is. It is grounded parenting. It is strong, grounded parenting. And I had a discussion with a guy who was like, well, all you gentle parenters, you know, you're raising snowflakes and you're ruining society. And that's why society is ruined, is because of this gentle parenting. Now, I don't believe that either. And I think gentle parenting is a lovely place and a lovely space if it's done right, right? But a lot of people consider themselves gentle parents who maybe don't quite fully understand what that is. And I want to talk about a couple different facets when we're saying that. But I want to go back to this idea of connected parenting and what I believe. I think it is strong, grounded parenting that is kind and firm. And it is also not the parenting that is going to save you from all of your mishaps. We rely heavily on the idea of natural consequences. We rely heavily on a child making mistakes to learn things for themselves. But with that comes this idea that we don't point those mistakes out to them and rub them in their face. We allow the mistakes to sit into their internal psyche so that they can learn from how that makes them feel. This is also not gentle in the fact that I am steadfast. I am strong. I'm not gentle, but I'm not overreactive. I am sturdy and strong and grounded. in my ability to self-regulate, in my ability to hold space for my child and their feelings and their upsets without letting my feelings and my upsets get in the way. Now, is that hard? Yes. Do I always want to do it? No, but that's the goal. Do I do it most of the time? Yes, but I've got, 13 years here, ladies and gentlemen. And so, of course, I do it right most of the time. But don't beat yourself up if you're not. That's okay. I spent many years not doing it perfect. In fact, nobody does it perfectly. I've made many, many, many mistakes. I have said, I'm sorry, thousands of times. I have made amends. I have tried again. I have, my poor kids are my guinea pigs. Really, honestly, they are. And I'm lucky that I get to help so many people so that I learn from these beautiful people who I get to help. Like I look at them in awe at their changes and the way that they interact with their kids and the people who go from spanking and harshness to just complete connection. And so I'm lucky I got to learn these things. But this parenting method is made of strong people and strong values and strong ideology. And that strong ideology is that we have limits and boundaries to help kids stay in the lanes. But when they get out of the lanes, we rely on their self mechanisms, their internal mechanisms, their own shame and remorse and regret. And we allow kids to get to those places on their own so that they can learn what it feels like, and then they can change their own behavior. But you can only do that if you're strong and sturdy. You can only do that if you are regulated, unfortunately. Now, of course, you're always going to have places where you're not regulated and you screw up and you don't do it. Does that mean the whole method's thrown out and that you've ruined your children and it's all over? No, heck no. That just means you made a mistake like they do. And you try to get regulated next time. So I also call it flying at 30,000 feet, right? We're flying at 30,000 feet. We don't get stuck in the muck of, what's on the ground. And oftentimes the muck of what's on the ground is our kids' feelings and their upsets and their dysregulation and their lashing out and they're hitting and they're kicking and they're biting and they're fighting and all the things that they're in the muck around. We don't get stuck in that muck because we're sturdy and we're grounded and we are clear-headed and clear-minded around our parenting. But it's not gentle parenting. It is also not harsh parenting. It is not parenting with consequences and parenting with punishments and parenting with shame, because that stuff doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because it doesn't allow a child to figure it out on their own. And people get this argument a lot. Well, they can't figure it out on their own because they don't have a developed brain. Yes, they don't have a developed brain for sure, but they have a brain. And they have a brain that is developmentally appropriate for their own age. And they're going through developmentally appropriate stages. So if you have the kid who's lying when they're 8, or 9, and you let them sit in that lie, they will get to internal remorse and understand that that lie isn't okay because they're human and moral and they have a moral compass. Children have morality, but when we use consequences and punishments and shame and belittlement, we don't allow that morality to come into play because we're using our morality to usurp theirs.
We're taking a break to hear from our sponsor so I can bring this podcast to you free of charge.
ADHD affects so many of our families, and finding the right care can be a challenge. With Done, you can get the care you need 24/7. At donefirst.com, you have an expert team who can help you get personalized treatment for you and your sweet kids. ADHD doesn't have to jeopardize the connection you share with your family. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Visit get.donefirst.com/podcast to learn more. Done. Turn ADHD into your strength. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Okay, back to the show. So this isn't gentle parenting. And gentle parenting's lovely. I love it. This is just a little different. And gentle parenting, you know, often uses logical consequences. I really, truly believe in letting kids get to their mechanism. And I think they learn faster that way. I think they learn also better that way because it's on them. It's really on them. You didn't do your homework? Cool. That's on you. You know, you really got to go to school. And I've been talking about it a lot. And maybe people are sick of it, but Pia's been having a hard time now. She's having a hard time in ceramics, had a bad grade in ceramics, really bad grade, like failing grade in ceramics in high school. And I had to ground down into my strong personality and be okay with her failing that class. I had to say, honey, it's on you. You've got to figure this out. I am not going to figure this out for you. I am not going to berate you. I am not going to get mad at you. I am not going to shame you into getting this grade up. I don't want you to fail ceramics. In our house, I really don't think failing is necessarily an option. But if you choose that option, you're going to have to own it because it's yours, not mine. And that's hard because the stakes are high as they get older. Now, granted, she's figured it out on her own. And you know what she told me once? I said, she's like, well, I submitted these things to my teacher and she says she didn't get them. And I said, well, I'm happy to intervene if you want me to. She looked at me and she goes, I'm doing it my way, mom. I said, okay, you're doing it your way. Can you just hurry up and do it? Because I'm freaking out over here. Like I'm like, there's, you know, 7 weeks of school left. Like you got to get this grade up, you know? And I'm thinking, we go to college in my family. Like you have to go to college. You can't get to college with a F in ceramics. Well, maybe she doesn't go to college. Also, maybe that she goes to community college. Maybe she has her own path. Maybe I don't know what, but it's not my job to make her get the grade. It's her job. And I think that's a big distinction in connective parenting too. We allow children to fail. We allow children to do the wrong thing and sit in it. We also do not, you know, move away all the obstacles. You know, you have a fight with your friend. I'm not going to call the mom and figure it out for you. I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. You have a fight with your friend. You need to figure it out with your friend. I will problem solve with you. I will talk to you. I will not completely take my hands away and say, well, I'm not helping you. You made this mess. Now you clean it up. Not like that. Oh, you had a hard time with your friend. That's really hard. I'm sorry. What happened? Oh, that happened. This happened. Interesting. What can you do about it, honey? What do you want to do about it? Well, I don't know. Well, let's think. What are some things that you think you could do? Probing questions, getting them to answer those, getting them to find their own answer. I'm not here to do it for you. I'm not here to spoon feed life for you, but I'm also not going to be a jerk. I'm not going to spank you. I'm not going to be harsh. I'm not going to give you consequences because guess what? I don't need to. So no, this is not gentle parenting. This is connective parenting. It's sturdy. It's grounded. It's logical. And it also doesn't allow kids to just have you do everything for them. I'm not going to do everything for you. Your room is dirty. Fine. Your room is dirty. That's on you. I'm not going in there. It's not getting cleaned. That's on you. You have sheets that are dirty in there. You better get them out here and put them in the washing machine. There are places to make kids self-sufficient in connective parenting.
if you allow it. But the problem is with us is that we can't handle when it doesn't look the way we want it to look. We can't handle when the kid's getting an F in ceramics. We can't handle it when the room is dirty. We can't handle it when they don't go to bed at 7:30 like we told them to. We can't handle it. In connected parenting, we can handle it. We do handle it because we're not taking it personally. We're not getting in the muck. We're not getting dragged in. Now, is it hard? Hell yeah, it's hard because you didn't have parents who did that for you and it feels weird and it feels hard and it feels counterintuitive and you don't want to do it. But it works, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it very much does work, but it's a process. You can't expect it to be perfect overnight. You also can't expect your kids to always get it right when you think they should get it right. They're going to mess it up. Pio is going to be up till 4 a.m. on her iPad when she was 10 years old. Out in the living room, and I'm going to catch her and be like, what are you doing out here? You're going to be exhausted. You have dance tonight. You have everything. Like, what's going on? And she's going to have some bad days around it because she doesn't want to adhere to some sort of bedtime for herself. But she figured it out. She found her bedtime. She knows what it's like to go to bed early and that feels better and late when that feels bad. And she's finding her own bumpers here. And when she gets up in the morning and she says, I'm so tired, the harsh parent says, well, you should have gone to bed on time. That was so dumb. Now, what were you thinking? Now you're grounded. Whatever. And I say, that's a bummer. You're going to be tired today, honey. I'm sorry. You look tired. I'm not going to tell her you should go to bed early tonight. You should do this. You should do that. You know, give her all my advice. And sure, I know what to do. I'm 50 years old. I know what time she should go to bed, but she needs to figure it out. So connected parents come with empathy. They come with understanding. They sit alongside our kids while they're failing and support, 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 support. The more you support a kid, oh, it's hard. You're really tired. Oh, I understand. I know. Guess who she can be mad at? Herself. She can't be mad at me. I didn't do anything wrong. What did I do? I came alongside, I supported, I allowed her to find out what bedtime felt like, and I let her fail. She can't be mad at me. Sure, she can pretend she's mad at me. Oh, you should have made me go to bed, or you should have done that. But deep down in her heart, she knows it's her fault that she needs to go to bed on time. So connected parenting is very grounded. It's flying at 30,000 feet. I'm the ship. What is it called? I'm the captain. I'm the captain of the ship. Right? The captain of the ship has to be calm, cool, and collected. You don't want the captain of the ship to lose their mind while they're steering the ship. Now, of course, I have lost my mind many a time, and I have been a very bad captain some days, and I've stirred into the stormy waters, and I have gotten in there with my kids, and I have not flying at 30,000 feet like I'm telling you all. So please, I'm not perfect. You will never be. But overall, this is the idea. We want to find connection. We want to be grounded. We want to be kind. We want to be sturdy. Do we want to be gentle? Maybe. But that's not really what this is. This is connected parenting. And I hope that makes sense to you. I love gentle parenting. Don't get me wrong. I think it's lovely. It is slightly different. But I think of this method and the way I go about doing things just a little bit different. I am more about allowing a child to fail and allowing them to learn from those failures, whether they be emotional or whether they be physical, not physical where you can get hurt, but you know, the physical ones, like they don't take the shower and they're stinky. I really allow children to find their path, whether it be circuitous or straight on, and that's their path. And they get to choose. And we want it to look a certain way and them to fall in a certain box. And it just doesn't happen. It really doesn't. They got to do it how they're going to do it. We can steer them. We can ask probing questions. We can make sure they don't get, you know, severely hurt. But we really are the guide and the captain and not the judge and the jury. I hope this made sense. This is Connected Parenting. And I hope you find some great tools. If you're new to the podcast, listen to the first 10, 15 are really good. If you're old to the podcast, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys next time.